Alright, 2-7, don't mind if the EVA comes in.
Roger, I've got 02 CFS.
Until sometime during
Roger. Delete any playback on the other.
Roger. Computer station area.
Delete requirement for playback to take out those other two parameters.
Roger.
Copy. All systems, MNO on MNO loop for status reports. USB 1.
GCC, MNO station copy.
We have DMOTS 1 and 2.
GCC, it's somewhere online.
This time.
Affirmative.
ETO 0700. Other status is unchanged since the start of the pass.
Roger. USB 2.
USB 2, we have no change in status except that we found it impossible to range during that pass. We have no answer for why we couldn't range. We just couldn't lock up the range clock receiver at all.
Roger. All systems, all personnel, MNO, MNO loop. Fast time to LOS plus 10 at this time.
Computers copy.
No.
All systems, MNO on MNO loop for debriefing. Before we start, I would like flims from all systems, USB 2. Send these by teletype. Starting the debriefing with USB observer.
USB observer. The winner to auto track here in USB 1 in 3 minutes 53 seconds. It appears that we're trying to track a low signal. During the pass, the verification lost DMODs 1 and 2. They immediately went to their redundant system, 3 and 4. All areas were clean and the documentation was proper. That's all from USB Observer.
JCC,
USB 1.
External mix, normal at this time.
We did acquire, the signal level was quite high. 8.98 dBm into receiver 1. However, we are checking into predict. We believe at the moment there was 7 degrees error in Y at AOS. We lost the DMODs, but we weren't in lock at that time, and verification informed PCM of the situation. I think that went quite smoothly. We obtained valid range during this pass. The signal dropped off fairly rapidly towards the end of the pass, and was down to about make 118 by the time LOS occurred. No other comment.
Roger, for your information, the aircraft reports you've had a valid two-way lock at 4 minutes and 3 seconds into the pass.
Roger, we acquired one-way first in this case, and then acquired two-way later.
Roger. USB 2.
Roger, MNO, USB 2. By our times, we were two-way at 06:30:10. Auto-track at 06:30:20. We had a signal level of minus 86 dBm. Very strong signal at PCA. We could not range. We could not lock up our range clock receiver. This is unexplained. We checked the uplink to find out whether we were valid in two-way. Everything points that we were. We had good Doppler, and we had good auto-track conditions, but we could not range at any time during the pass.
Roger. Be advised, the aircraft reports you had a good lock at 22 seconds.
Roger, understand.
Telemetry observer.
As telemetry observer, there seems to be nothing to comment on in this pass. The pass was quite nominal. The procedures and documentation were handled well. I don't have any comments further.
Roger. PCMs.
We just regret that we had so little time to get our parameters.
Roger. computer observer.
Computer observer. I have no real comments. This pass was quite routine in the computer area. When we uplinked through the wing, we received spacecraft rejects. However, uplinks through the prime site were all good. All the procedures, documentations, and annotations were all proper. That's all from the computer observer.
Roger. Computers.
Roger. The spacecraft rejects that we got when we uplinked through the wing was a result of not having any valid telemetry data and no valid maps to verify any of the commands through the wing. This is normal as per comment 1 in the SCM.
Roger. Comms observer. / flight, tick, etc.
Roger, M&O. I have one question, or possibly I've already answered it by asking myself the question about the lack of telemetry data on the S4B and IU. I guess I was going under the assumption that you would play the data off the tape for every pass after the one briefing on the pass this morning. I think that was for pass 2. If I misinterpreted, of course, it's my fault for not instructing you to do so during every pass. The intercom procedure, at best that I can say, was bad. There was quite a bit of comment, quite a bit of calling across on the loop there from one position to another with no loop identification. This is something that has happened at every pass since we've been here this trip, and it happened every pass that we were here last trip. I hope the next time that we come out, we'll have at least one pass where we've got perfect intercom procedure. That's what we're shooting for, and we will settle for nothing less. That's all I have at this time.
Comments over telemetry observer. What IU Saturn IV data was missing?
Well, we had no downlink telemetry. There was none reported until several minutes into the pass. And like I say, the fault is in all probability mine for not instructing the site to play the telemetry off the AC-7.
They were playing. At AOS, we turned on the tapes to simulate an AOS of Saturn IV DIU at that time.
Well, did you have a problem with your decoms in there?
No, I don't understand why you weren't getting any data.
Well, there was no telemetry data reported until several minutes into the pass.
Didn't have any AOS. You don't turn on the tapes until you have USB AOS, and that was not until 4 minutes and 3 seconds.
Okay, that answers my question then.
Roger.
JCC, comments?
No comments.
Roger, I'd like to go back to comms observer. Would you care to specify the offending loops with the chatter without position and loop identification?
Yes, sir. Primarily, the telemetry and data coordination loops were the two worst ones.
Roger, thank you. Respective supervisors, please note. AMNO, any comments?
Not at this time.
Roger. Okay, I'm Mr. Byrd. Perhaps we should ask what contingencies were fed in during that pass. This may answer some of our unspoken queries.
AMNO, comms observer. I think you'll have to take this up with Mr. Saxon. He is more cognizant of what contingencies were inserted.
Roger. Mr. Saxon coming up on the loop now.
Roger. Contingencies inserted during this pass were as follows. At H-15, the airflow breaker on PA number 1 was thrown, and this appeared to be handled very well. Found pretty quickly and put right. No problem. Also at H-15, fire alarm was triggered in the wire room. There are one or two oddities about this, and a point that I should make was that the offices were checked for fire before the equipment area, which could have been involved as well, and nobody went into the wire room for some considerable period of time. At H+1 minute, D-mod number 1 and 2 fail. Contingency rather backfired because of the late acquisition of signal. However, when it did occur. It was handled very smoothly and no problems resulted. That's all.
Could you tell us what the signal strength from the aircraft was supposed to be?
Negative, I can't tell you that one, I'm afraid. Stand by.
Systems, M&O on M&O loop. That will conclude the procedure for this afternoon. For tomorrow morning, there will be USB acquisition practice, 0930 local through 1200 local. This will certainly involve USB 1. USB 2, Soup, could you tell us what your situation will be tomorrow?
M&A USB 2, we could not meet those times of our present commitment.
Understood. This was what we expected. All right. Well, all positions are, all personnel are stood down from simulation duties as of this time.
Computers, copy.
USB 2, copy.
GCM, copy.
USB 1, copy.
JCC, copy.